T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First off, your thoughts on the reopening recommendations by the American Academy of Guidelines. How realistic are these guidelines to meet?
Well, everything that we do to reopen schools, and that's what I'm praying for, is going to be challenging, mainly because we've never done it before. But our goal is to get back to what we thought was normal for kids. It's for the benefit of kids. We are not intimidated by the guidelines. We're not going to let that stop the best program for kids. So while it's going to take a lot of work, it's just another challenge that, as public educators, we're up to and we'll handle. So we recognize always that health and safety is first. But having said that, the stringent guidelines are for the best, and they're going to be necessary, and we're going to meet those needs in the best way we can. So we're not intimidated. We're going to do our best.
What do you think will be the most challenging of the guidelines to meet?
Well, I think transportation is always, in Niagara Falls, going to be the most difficult thing. You know, keeping the social distancing on a bus is going to be very, very difficult. Also, the younger in age children are, the harder it is to enforce very specific didactic guidelines, because because the reasoning ability, the brain development, etc., is just not there with young children I'm talking about. So it's more of a matter of transportation and young children and getting them into rituals and routines. Once we do that, I'm very confident that they'll learn a new way of living, a new way of schooling. So those would be some of the initial challenges. Enforcement of what happens when you don't do things. We have to keep that in a separate bucket, away from discipline. We've got to start our conversations with, public health direction informs us that we must. Safety informs us that we must. We've got to depersonalize the conversation and not say it's because I said or this person said. It's got to be because it's public health and safety that you must do this.
Yesterday, Governor Cuomo mentioned that pro sports would not be allowed to have spectators. How concerned are you that there are guidelines out for pro sports but nothing for school sports?
Well, I know that the beginning of training camp for pro sports and the return of the other sports is a little closer, and he's been mentioning that he's going to look at the science. I also recognize the fact that that's not a hard, fast rule about pro sports. It could change one way or another depending on the science, the infection rate, and the progress states make. So while he says that now, I think he always leaves himself room for change. However, the point is well taken. Interscholastic sports in high school start in late August, August 23rd. We're starting to come up on crunch time when those decisions need to be made or those guidelines need to be had. But I think if pro sports are indicating that way, it's a precursor of what's going to come with high school athletics. I think that the time is coming very rapidly when we're going to need the guidelines and make some very direct plans, inform students, and inform their families.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.